to Rick Scott. Proclamation. State of Florida. Executive Office of the People. Tallahassee.
In the crowded hallway outside the governor's office, a group of student protesters called the Dream Defenders read a proclamation outlining the aims of their purely symbolic session. It's the culmination of a two-week-long sit-in and featured an appearance from Reverend Jesse Jackson, who compared the group to civil rights activists in the 1960s.
Veterans, the military, blacks, my father, had to sit behind lots of POWs 50 years ago. We couldn't use a Holiday Inn, Howard Johnson, just 50 years ago. We didn't have the right to vote. Because of the dreamers of that day, they pulled down the curtains and made the New South great again.
Jackson says the death of Trayvon Martin and the subsequent acquittal of George Zimmerman is just a microcosm of a far greater problem.
Trayvon was a canary in the mine. There are minimal birds in that mine. Last year, 136 African Americans, unarmed, were killed in the country by police or by vigilantes or by security guards. The killing has to stop. We seek to pull down the wall.
Jackson says he'll use the resources of his organization, the Rainbow Push Coalition, to pressure Florida leaders to reform or repeal Stand Your Ground, a law he says disproportionately affects minorities. But most lawmakers are unimpressed by the Dream Defenders' theatrics. Florida Senate President Don Gates says he sympathizes with the protesters' frustration, but since no legislation has been submitted, he's got nothing to discuss, even if there was a special session.
To my knowledge, there have been no bills filed so far. No bills have been referred to committee because it's too early to do that. And so therefore, I'm not sure what a special session would accomplish.
But Tallahassee Democratic State Representative Alan Williams says he and other lawmakers have legislation ready to be submitted if they're called back to the Capitol.
If there was a special session, I would put forth, and there was a call, I would put forth my repeal of Stand Your Ground. I know Senator Smith is working on a much more vibrant package that he put forth last year, along with additional changes.
Meanwhile, Reverend Jackson planned to stay the night with protesters at the Capitol and is calling on other civil rights leaders to visit Tallahassee. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.